Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to go through the details in some of the bills that are being passed here. And notice the names that they use in the process of selling it to their constituents. It's an oxymoron. They stand in stark contrast to the truth of the title. And again, folks, what I'm going to share with you today, I'm going to go back a couple administrations, and I'm just going to show you what they have been doing with your money. But before I do that, I just kind of want to show you, you know, nothing to see here, friends, concerning what's going on in the United States of America today. And what am I talking about? Well, we have a woman named Jennifer Smith. She's the CEO of Innovative Office Solutions. Well, she's dead at 56 years old. That's crazy how that works. Jennifer passes away at 56 years old. We have another one, salon star Jamie Lopez. She's 37 years old. She's gone. This is brand new information. Again, just giving it to you as it comes, folks. That's all I can do. I can do no more. Can't add to, can't take away. We have General Hospital star. That's star Sonia Eddy, dead at 55 years old. This is all brand new information. Just giving it to you again, friends, as it comes. Going to the next one, we have Phil Perlstein. He died. This is all national news today. Jake Paul's coach joins millions in mourning, saddening loss of boxing icon days before Christmas. His name was Steve Smogger. He's dead now. And again, of course, most of the people in this country are trying to figure out what's going on here. Well, I'm trying to share with you as to what is going on here. We have another one here, Ronnie Hillman. He's in hospice. He's 31 years old. 31 years old, and he just developed a rare cancer. And he's not doing well, friends. Well, isn't that the side effect and the adverse side effects of these said vaccinations? Yes. Remember yesterday I played a video for you where a man had brought forth information saying that before 1936, no one had cancer. Folks, the way that they died of cancer was that they had to receive the said vaccinations. Again, read Leviticus 17:11. Life is in the blood. That's where the enemy wants to go. You're not supposed to mix Leviticus 19:19. But people want to go ahead and just listen to man in the face of God and his thou shall nots. They go and do it, and then they wonder why they receive or reap the curse. Read Jeremiah 17:5 when you get a moment. Here's another one. This guy should have knew way better. And we have Alex Kendrick. He's a Christian filmmaker. He just recently had a stroke and developed cancer. Don't know what's going on. These people don't. And again, folks, it's sad news to give, but people are not paying attention to the obvious as to what is happening, and yet we continuously kick this information out in the face of the American people on a daily basis. Just wanted to share that with you. That's what I have so far concerning the issues and the ill adverse side effects of these said experimental jabs. And no wonder, you know, what's interesting now is we're beginning to see, and I'll show you this too now that I'm thinking about it, we're beginning to see threats pour into the heads of the CDC as well as that of Anthony Fauci. And remember, we were talking about this some time ago, and I just thought, man, they're just going to get the wrong person at the wrong time. And apparently that's beginning to transpire and evolve before our very eyes. Man pleads guilty to threatening to kill CDC head. And, of course, they're bewildered as to why would they want to kill us. I mean, look at all the good that we have done for mankind. And yet these are the very people that are kicking out the death statistics on a worldwide stage. That threat also was aimed at none other than Anthony Fauci. You know, the one that's being grilled in these congressional hearings by Rand Paul. Remember Rand Paul, his wife's going behind the backs of the constituents of the American people, and what are they doing? Well, she's actually out there buying up stock in Remdesivir. Again, you can't make the information up as to what I'm highlighting right now, friends, but this is what's happening in America today, and America is wide asleep. No question about it. Wide asleep is what I meant to say, and it's wide asleep is what I meant to say. Matthew 13:25 tells us that when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. And what's terrible about all of this is men are sleeping with their eyes wide open and their ears wide open. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Jeremiah 5:21. Now, before we get into the show today, I want to go back to our forefathers and I want to establish something before I begin to show you the bills in detail that have been passed by the last couple administrations, just to show you where your money is going. And what's interesting to note, folks, is when you look at the founding of America, the federal government was first established in New York City, for those that didn't know. Been there, have the hat, have the T-shirt. They still have the slab that Washington was standing on. When he put his hand on Deuteronomy 28, and he kissed the Bible, and what that is the 15 blessings and the 55 curses. And notice, the curses outweigh the blessings, but Americans are so bewildered through their lack of knowledge and confounded for their lack of knowledge concerning the Word of God. They're trying to figure out what's all taking place in their country and why they ask themselves as to why is this country being turned into hell, or why is it being brought into a desolation. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17 when you get a moment. Well, it's because you forgot that there's 55 curses. The 15 blessings fell to those that kept the commandments of the Lord. Also put that up against Proverbs 7:2 when you get a moment. The Bible says, keep the commandments and live. And if people don't want to do that, well, then this is what you get. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because after he swore putting his hand on the Bible, we also know that throughout the United States of America that many constitutions, and might I take a moment here to go back to the U.S. Constitution. At the end of the Constitution, it says in the year of our Lord, 1787. We also know that the Constitution tells us that there was no religious test that was necessary. And why was that? Because people overall understood that we were established upon common law, ecclesiastical law. Our forefathers never seen that our posterity, or should I say their posterity, would ever waver from who they were and how it is that they received the blessings of God in wickedly departing from them. But that's what's happening today. I'm going to come back and I'm going to read off a couple state preambles before people could serve in our country, just to show you how far we have gone. Sons of Liberty. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One 582 9933. Folks, you can go online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out social media platforms, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, please. Also, before it's news.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. So let's get back to this, because this is going to take a little bit more time just to go through detail after detail laboriously. But what I want to do is first lay a foundation here for this conversation that we're going to have over the next three segments. When you go to what our forefathers established, I shared during the first segment that George Washington had his hand on the Bible, open to Deuteronomy 28, where there's 15 blessings and 55 curses. And we can see everything's turned up on its head today. You can put that up to scripturally, Isaiah 59, that will explain as to why judgment has been turned backwards, because the American people have become backwards and they are not the spot of the Lord, as it talks about in the book of Jeremiah. But when you look at that and you look at the Constitution, remember the Declaration of Independence is a seedbed to the Constitution. It makes four references to the Lord, four of them. If you look at that which precedes the Declaration of Independence, there's something called the Mayflower Compact. It does nothing but smack of the pulpit, okay? Going fast forward now to the U.S. Constitution, it ends in the year of our Lord, 1787, okay? So we know it's predicated upon that foundation. That's why Andrew Jackson said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's also the same reason that you hear president after president after president to the present continuously talk of their Christian faith, and then what they do is they get in office, and you can see that that scripture testifies against their confessions or professions and exposing them for the devils that they are, because that's exactly who they are, and that's the fruit that they bear. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. So going forward now, friends, listen to this. This is the Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office. Okay, I'm just going to go through a couple of these, and then I'm going to get to the details in these bills that are being passed by your said presidents who have failed to remember Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause. Also, they have failed to enforce Article 2, Section 3, where it tells us that all of those that are subordinates to the President of the United States of America are to enforce the laws found in the Constitution. Okay, you ready for this? Delaware constitutional requirements for men to serve in office. I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Now, it's interesting anybody could even combat or refute the information that I'm giving. And, of course, we never hear them call into the show because they know that they have misinformation and they're misleading the people into believe what they're saying rather than what I'm giving to you. And that's why they don't call in, friends. They don't want to be exposed for the hypocrites that they really are. But if they do, they can call in. 1-866-582-9933. Isn't it also interesting, from the very foundations to the present, those that serve we the people still put their hands on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the enumerated laws, so help me God. And they are to war against what? Both domestic and foreign enemies. They forgot the domestic part. Well, if they did that, then they would have to go ahead and stand in front of a mirror, the mirror of the law, Romans 3:20, and find themselves guilty of the crimes that they have committed against the American people, and this we are moving up on. Pennsylvania's Constitution. I do believe in one God, the creator and the governor of the universe, the rewarder of good and the punisher of evil. Now, you know, that's one of those things that we really need to open up and discover when we come to Scripture, because it's interesting how many people in the professed church talk about Romans 13, and they talk about how they're supposed to submit to tyranny. Well, that's not what Scripture tells us anywhere. Because what they failed to do is read it in the context where you go to Romans 12:21, and it says those that, basically we, the church, are to be the light in reproving darkness, and we're to be the light in standing up against darkness. And that's the part in Romans 12:21 that they have failed to read in context, and that precedes, by the way, Romans 13. But when you go to 1 Peter 2:14, it says, or unto governors as sent by God to punish those who do evil and to praise those that do good. Now you're seeing just the exact opposite. You're dealing with state and federal governments that are trying to create enemies of the state out of those that are good, law-abiding Christians, okay? And not in that order. Romans 3:31, put that up to that of 5:17 of Matthew as well. Now let's go to the next one. If we go to Massachusetts Constitution, it is along the same lines. North Carolina's Constitution, before you can serve we the people, goes along the same lines. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place or trust or profit in the civil department within the United States of America. Whoa! Whoa! 1892, the Supreme Court noted, Moses is right above their heads in D.C., by the way, the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God, which has never been abrogated. But go to 1892, the Supreme Court noted that each of the 44 states during that time in the Union had some type of God-centered declaration in its constitution. Of course they did, because if they can't be faithful to God, they can't be faithful to their wives, and if they can't be faithful to their wives, they can't be faithful to you. They lack love, and in fact, they hate you while they serve themselves. And that is the very purpose that the Lord said he didn't want a king, first and foremost, which is found in 1 Samuel 9, because of the fact that it was a heathen custom. And the Lord took the time through Samuel to tell the children of Israel that wanted a king, because everyone else had one, what to beware of and what was going to happen if you submitted to a king. Okay, we in this country have no king but King Jesus, just for the record. Now let me lay this out before I get to these details as well. When you go over to Deuteronomy 17, starting in 15, when you look at it, this is what it tells us, Americans. If you don't get this part, nothing else matters. If you don't get this part, nothing else matters. It really doesn't. Because the presupposition is that God is. The presupposition is that God is. And that we, the people in this country, derive our just powers and rights from our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord said in 17:15 of Deuteronomy, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee. Okay, we have Article 6, Section 2. We don't have kings. We don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives that derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people, which starts out in the preamble. And the first point I made was found in the Declaration of Independence. Okay, whom the Lord shall choose. Okay. One from among the brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. See, this is the big problem that Barack Obama had. But he shall not multiply, but this is what he will do. Now listen carefully. What the king will do is he shall not, the Lord said, multiply unto himself horses, nor cause the people to return back to Egypt. Just the exact opposite of what you're seeing today. To the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth no more return that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. Oh my goodness, folks. Which politician doesn't go into office broke, and before you know it, it just takes them about a year or 2 years, and before you know it, they're in the millionaire status. Why is that? Because they've sold you out to the highest bidder. The Lord told us, you shall not do these things. Okay? And then it tells us, and it shall be when he shall sit upon the throne of his God, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Isn't that interesting? Before the church. Isn't that interesting? Before judgment could fall, did you know that it was the priests that were called and then the magistrates, scripturally? Yeah, of course, and it's the same thing happening here today in America. Every courtroom in America, before you testify, you have to put your hand on the Bible, swearing to God that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And how is it those judges discover and apply law if God didn't give law? And that is their job, okay? So anyways, with that said, friends, I'm going to get back to just a little bit more of this when we get back, so you have a proper understanding as to how things are supposed to roll here in America. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the USA. He was greeted on the White House South Lawn by President Biden and First Lady. The historic visit will also include an address to a joint session of Congress tonight. It comes as the U.S. is poised to give Ukraine another nearly $2 billion worth of military aid, including Patriot missiles. You may be nowhere near that huge storm moving across the USA, but if you're trying to take a flight, you will not escape its effects.
There have been some delays. There have been a few cancellations. Some airlines are starting to cancel ahead of time just based on their network and the upcoming weather schedule.
That's Kayla Cavana at the airport in Des Moines, Iowa. Nationwide, airlines have canceled more than 300 flights today, nearly 200 for tomorrow. The National Weather Service is warning of impossible and life-threatening travel tomorrow through Friday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Folks, I am in the state of Minnesota right now, so if you're looking at me trying to figure out why I'm all bundled up in the fashion that I am, it's because it is -7 and there's blizzard conditions outside, and I have been working all day. So we're just staying in the work mode here so we stay healthy. I wanted to let you know, too, folks, if you'd like to do your ordering right now, please do it. We're getting orders all the time. But the fact of the matter is you need to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and get your ordering done so we don't get bum-rushed. And I suspect that's probably what's going to happen. People are going to wait until the last minute, which within itself is fine. But if you could help us out just a little bit, get your orders in now. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, for all of you that love us, and as you say, and ask us what it is that you can do, just consider keeping us out there and become a son or daughter of liberty. That's all we're asking. Keep us out there. We do not have sponsors, friends. We are not subservient to a golden calf in any sense of the word. That's why we're preaching the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God here. And we are holding to who we are rather than what it is that they want us to be. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to call in, I'm not asking all those that just agree with us. I prefer those that are actually in not contentious, but those that have a question or want to confront with their truth, we open the lines up to you, and we're broadcasting into 157 cities right now, 53 countries as well. We're the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts if you're a first-time listener, and we just open the lines up to everybody, Jude 3 and 4, but let's stick to the topic, let's be rational, and let's be sincere. Okay, if not, that's the kind of response you're probably going to get. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be going through the details in the bills in just a couple minutes here, if even that. During the last segment, I was talking about how Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 17 how they will multiply unto themselves silver and gold. 17:17 of Deuteronomy. Well, I just found the article that I had written some time ago for WND. This was back in 2017. The American politicians, yes, they admit we are corrupt. Well, they don't have to admit it or not. We know that that's the fact because we're fruit inspectors here, Matthew 7:16. But President Harry Truman said back in the 50s, he said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Ask yourself, Americans, how those that serve we the people go incumbent or into office broke, and before you know it, they're millionaires. Especially considering their salaries, which in most cases is about $174,000 to $200,000, unless you're the president, which is $400,000. Okay. So going up, we just finished off on Deuteronomy 17:18, and it says, and when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, then he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites, those that were sent to make distinction between that which is holy and that which was unholy, Ezekiel 44:23. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the day of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord and departing iniquity, fear the Lord, not men like Aaron did, okay? To keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. And then finally, verse 20, Deuteronomy 17, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren. Oh, that's what a narcissist is, friends. This federal and state government today, in many cases, act as if you serve them. And look at the forced compliance that they're throwing on the American people through all of these little swarms of offices that are used to what? Harass the people. You just heard some of the commercials during the last break. Now, that's not rebellion, friends. I'm just pointing out which is legal and lawful and constitutional as to what isn't. And what I just highlighted is not lawful. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, that he turn not aside from the commandments, to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in this kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Okay? And Israel is not, hey folks, I'm so tired of people talking about pro-Israel that and pro-Israel this. Israel is God's children. It's those that are in Christ. It's not just the geographical layout of a small country. I don't, you see, if people do their own diligence, they wouldn't get caught up into these senseless dead ends concerning the conversations that they have. They never, they're like genealogies that go on, and they're endless. They're endless, and they never come to conclusions. It's because they're listening to their politicians again, or their favorite pastors, who know in part, but don't know all in part. Right? A little poison, friends, isn't good on something that you're going to eat in any sense of the word, no matter how big it is. Okay? So let's get over to this. Let me get over to the details of just... let me go to Donald Trump. I'll go to Donald Trump, and then we'll go over to that of Joe Biden. You all know Barack Obama was set on destroying America. As a matter of fact, 5 minutes before he became the said president of the United States of America, he was the one that said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. Y'all remember that, right? And for 8 years, the American people sat back and allowed him to do it, even so, going so far as to allow him to entertain America's sworn enemies in the People's White House. 1,163 times Barack Obama transgressed the Constitution. Okay? So let's just go a little fast forward here. Let's go over to the first bill that Donald Trump, Make America Great Again president, who, by the way, emulated everything Reagan did back in the 80s. If you've never been to Simi Valley, California, Ronald Reagan's museum, presidential museum, you should go there, because when you walk through there, the first thing you're going to notice is, wait a second, this is exactly what Donald ran off of. It's exactly right. And I try to tell the people that before he became the president. Okay? The first bill Donald Trump signed, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. Remember the guy that was going to eradicate the national deficit? Remember the guy that said it was going to be so easy to do it? Remember that? Hang on a second. I want you to hear this. This goes along with the things that we've said so many times. January 14th, 2021. It's interesting how many times I heard people say that the economy is so well ran during his incumbency. But again, it's not real money, right? Did you know that during the incumbency of Donald Trump, the guy that said he was so easy to eradicate the national deficit, did you know that the national debt rose $7.8 trillion during Trump's time in office? You can't make it up. Okay, so what was his first bill? Breitbart News reported the budget-busting $1.3 trillion spending bill, which is nothing short of a complete betrayal of the American people. Are you ready for this? You put that up against Article 3, Section 3. It's called treason. It's called aiding and abetting your enemy. You just heard during the break how they're seeking $2 billion more to support that sodomite Zelensky, that actor Zelensky, which we showed videos of in his gay videos, and him playing the piano with his male appendage, who was an actor playing that of a national leader before he became mysteriously the president of his country. That was the country that Joe Biden was guilty of committing treason with, both him and his son Hunter, and now they're doing it right in the face of the American people. Okay, just so you know, that we're not making things up here. Okay, never have, never will. This is the first bill Donald Trump signed. He said that it was signed. This is what Donald Trump said. He said that this bill was signed for the security and national security of the American people. Okay? You guys with me? $12 million of that omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed, the first one, $12 million went for scholarships for the Lebanese. $20 million of that first omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed was $20 million for Middle East partnership and scholarship programs. $12 million of it went to funding that of Vietnamese. $3.5 million is in nutrition and assistance to Laos. I'm not making it up. $15 million of that first omnibus bill signed by Donald Trump was development assistance to China. Again, I'm not making it up. $10 million for women Leos in Afghanistan. $1 million for the World Meteorologist and that organization. Okay, $218 million for promoting democracy development in Europe. $10 million for disadvantaged Egyptian students. Again, not making it up. The first bill Donald Trump signed. This is how you make America great again, friends. You steal from the American people and you redistribute wealth worldwide. It's exactly what he did. Okay, we're going to get to Biden in a moment here. You'll see there's no difference. $51 million went to the promotion of international family planning and reproductive health, Planned Parenthoods worldwide. Okay. Also keep in mind, in America, while he was telling the American people that he was the most pro-life president in the history of America, which made zero sense to anybody that has a brain in their head, because it was illegal, and it still is, by the way, but it was illegal all the way up until 1973, before the government committed an oligarchy and illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalency of 70 million babies. Put that up against 35:33 of Numbers. Also put that up against 2 Kings 24, verse 4. It's not going to fly. The Lord will not overlook the innocent blood that's been shed in the land. Oh, folks, I'm just getting started. I got about 10 more to go on Donald Trump, and then we're going to get over to Joe Biden. And I'm just going through the details and the bills. Does this sound like an American making America great again? Does this sound like American government to you Americans? Because I don't see any other foreign country taking from their people and giving it to the American people and the American cause. Do you? 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Just looking online, just following what's going on live here to keep you up to par with what's going on here. Biden signed a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. This was back in May. Now he's asking for another $2 billion. So, again, asking the question, does that sound like an American government to you? I mean, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? I was just highlighting the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. It was the first legislative act that he signed when he got into office. He instantly turned on America, Donald Trump did. If this doesn't explain it, I don't know what is. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And you can see for yourself that this is a complete betrayal of the American people. $51 million to promote international family planning. Planned Parenthoods worldwide. Notice the name Planned Parenthood. No, it's the murder of innocent children. Put that up against Exodus 20, verse 13, and Proverbs 6, 17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. $10 million for the UN, United Nations, which is conceived from World War II because it failed during World War I through the League of Nations. $5 million additional for Vietnam NAM Educational Foundation grants. $2.57 million for Commission on Security and Cooperation is the word in Europe. $15 million to USAID for promoting international higher education between universities. Has nothing to do with Americans. $1 million for the Culture Antiquities Task Force. $6.25 million for the Ambassador's Fund for Culture Preservation. $20 million for countering foreign state propaganda. That was all under the guise of what Obama did in 2013 when they created a bill where they could create fake news. We did a whole show on it back in 2013. All this fake news stuff. This is all the fruit of the corrupt administrations that are tolerated. And it's interesting, every step of the way for Donald Trump, he keeps calling the mainstream media the fake news. But isn't it the same fake news that gives him all the attention and all the attention that he needed to become the president? And now he's at it again. Boy, the fake news is sure helping out Donald Trump, aren't they? Yep. Yesterday we did a show on Joe Biden advocating and signing a unlawful bill called the Marriage Protection Act. He called it a blow against hate. No, it's a blow against your law that keeps you free. See, that's what hate is to backwards reprobates. Romans 1:24, go to the end of the chapter. And before we knew it, simultaneously, Donald Trump was in Mar-a-Lago in Florida entertaining the gay Republicans. Can you make it up? No. You can't. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, and the fruit thereof is Jude 1:7. Okay? So let's go over to that of our friend Joe Biden. And, of course, I am being facetious at every given step here, because what Joe Biden is doing, friends, is just second to none concerning the bills that he has signed on to. And I'm pulling this up right now as we speak. I don't know where it went. It seemed to disappear. It's kind of funny how that happens every once in a while, but it happens. And what it is a bill, and what's in this $1.7 trillion federal spending bill. Well, where are the states to put a stop to all of this, friends? Where are the states to put a stop to all of this? I'm just thinking of the countering and the counterfeiting of money and the punishment, and I'm thinking of the Federal Reserve. I'm thinking the unconstitutionality of offices like the IRS that are what? Harassing the people to cough up more. And then we sit back and we watch these said legislatures create more policies. They call them law to tax the people further than what they're already taxed. My goodness, folks, again, our forefathers, they gave us the example to not put up with this, and they gave us provision in the Declaration and in the Constitution to put an end to all of this. But if it's okay with the American people, remember, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Here, let's go over to Joe Biden for the sake of time. Here's what's in his $1.7 trillion spending bill. This is just a blatant attack on the American people. This is them, folks, through extortive measures. Notice the timing. The IRS just came out and said, listen, if you get a download of over $600 and don't report it to the IRS, you're going to be audited. And then what comes out shortly thereafter? Another bill. Through extortive measures. The government acts like we don't have to pay this back, and we do. Okay? Okay, here's what's in Joe Biden's bill. You tell me the difference between him and Donald Trump and Barack Obama and the Clintons and the Bushes. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. More aid for Ukraine. That's why they're putting on their little show, both actors, one's worse than the other, talking about the sodomites in the People's White House right now, entertaining Zelensky, trying to put him in a good light for the American people who don't want to see him for who he really is. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He's a sodomite. He is a Nazi. Okay? Biden signs on to a $40 million package to further aid the Ukraine. Okay, this is brand new. They want to add $38 billion to emergency funding. Where does that money go? I'm curious. Overall, of the electoral vote counting law, a provision in the legislation aims at making it harder to overturn a certified presidential election in a direct response to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's why they're keeping this alive. They're trying to indemnify themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve. If that wasn't the case, folks, why all the security detail? They didn't have that back in the 50s in this country. What happened in the 50s to where we're at today? Well, it shows you who they serve, right? Look at the fences going up around the White House. They're going higher and higher and higher. Look at on top of the White House. Oh, my goodness, friends. You want to talk about being fortified. What about the tunnel system under the White House? I mean, if the guy was serving the American people, he could walk around like that of Harry Truman and shake the hands of his constituents. That's a thing of the past, because the American people think that they are, in fact, kings. They are not. The law is king in this country, friends. They want overall electoral votes. In other words, if we say this is what it is, then that's as far as you go. It's exactly what they're doing through all of what's going on with this January 6th orchestrated attack on the American people. And it's exactly, folks, the video's there. Picture's worth a thousand words. You have an hour video on Gateway Pundit that shows you exactly who's responsible for the crimes that were committed on January 6th. But guess what? Like I said yesterday, and I said on Saturday, Donald Trump's running for president, and the mainstream media called him the leader of the coup. He's running for president. But all those luckless souls that were there on January 6th following his lead are being sentenced today. Shame on you, America. Shame on you, America. What else is in this funding from Joe Biden's new bill? Funding for January 6th attack prosecutions. They need $2.6 billion for U.S. attorneys, which would include funding efforts. Now, what do you think those people that are attorneys, do you think that they're going to find favor with Joe Biden? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who do you think they're going to turn on? Do you think they're going to turn on? See, what they're doing is they're enabling subordinates to do their biddings. They're creating dependents is what they're doing to do their biddings. Let me ask a question, folks. What happens when all your freedoms are gone? What happens to state governments, all the governors that put things into play and the mayors that put things into play as they work for their master, the devil? And the president of the United States and the three branches, and I'm talking about in general corruption within our system of government, which first starts in the church. What do you think is going to, what is it going to be like in this country when all that's gone? You're going to be laughed at. You're going to be a byword, like the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs. You're going to be laughed at by the world. You're going to be a wonder to the rest of the world because you're not paying attention to the fact that this is not a foreign government doing this to us. It's our said representatives working on the behest of those that are acting in a foreign manner to who we are in this country. They want to take some of that money, folks, that $1.7 trillion, and they want to hire a bunch of attorneys to basically prosecute the American people for standing up, holding up their First Amendment. I'm going to go ahead and take this, and I'm going to append it to the social media platforms so you can read the whole of it for yourselves. It's pretty incredible, but it's also very telling, to say the least. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.